Growing up, Connie Kossmann, her sister Shirley Kelleher, and their three other siblings always wanted a pony. Not an uncommon request from children to their parents, but one that is rarely met with more than a laugh. Unless you're a Kelleher kid, that is. When their father Wilfred arrived home with a pony to the delight of his children, he carried with him not one saddle, but two. More than just a family pet, Wilfred, who Connie calls a real wheeler and dealer, saw an opportunity. He had one saddle for the pony and another to sell, Kossmann said. He was a real entrepreneur. Back in those days, you could start a business that way. And so he did. Out of the family home, he began selling horse equipment. We'd get a lot of people who would show up on their horses, Kossmann laughed. They'd bring their guitars and we'd sing and have some laughs. The family would then move to a house on Townline Road, where the business would be run out of a big farm kitchen. Looking to expand, they added an addition onto the property and opened a storefront. In the 1980s, the business began to change. When the recession hit in the 1980s, a lot of people weren't able to afford their horse, Kossmann said. So we started selling more Western apparel and less horse equipment. We eventually started selling motorcycle apparel, as well. Then Petro-Canada came knocking and were looking to buy the land the house was located on, which was spread across 12 acres. The price was right and the family sold, but it left them scrambling for a new place for their business to call home. That's when they found their current location at 154 King Street E, having been at their first two houses over 50 years, and their current location for 10 years. Kossmann and sister and co-owner Shirley have decided it's time to close the doors for good. My father was the front man and my mother was the hard worker, Kossmann said. If it wasn't for them, we would have never been able to do this. My parents were always fair. They taught us to be honest and to respect people. My dad loved the horses, and for him to be able to turn it into a business made him very happy. Kossmann and Kelleher aren't closing their doors because they have to, they're doing it because they want to retire. Going out on their terms is something they're happy to be able to do. But that doesn't mean they won't miss the business and the people they've met along the way. I'm so grateful for our customers' loyalty and their friendship, Kossmann said. I'm going to miss the people and the staff. We have had families who brought their children in, and then that person brought their children in. We've also been blessed over the years, and today, with loyal, trustworthy, smart, caring staff, friends and family. We really got to know these people and they're the reason we continued on for over 60 years. The official closing date for the store has been set for either November 15th or December 15th. Until then, inventory will be on sale and customers are encouraged to make one last voyage into the storefront to share their memories. For more information on Kelleher's, visit kelleher's.ca.